Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Vladimir Putin has warned that Russia will react if Britain gives Ukraine ammunition containing depleted uranium. Mr. Putin said the armor-piercing shells contained a nuclear component. He was speaking at a news conference in Moscow with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. The Chinese and Russian leaders have been discussing what Beijing calls its peace plan for Ukraine. The White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said China could choose to do more to try to stop the war.
Now, if China wants to play a constructive role here in this conflict, then they ought to press Russia to pull its troops out of Ukraine and Ukrainian sovereign territory. They should urge President Putin to cease bombing cities, hospitals, and schools, to stop the war crimes and the atrocities, and end the war today.
A United Nations report has warned of a looming global water crisis, with scarcity becoming prevalent because of overconsumption and population and pollution. The document was published to coincide with the first major UN water summit in more than 40 years. Details from Grant Farrett.
Thousands of delegates from around the world will attend the three-day gathering in New York from Wednesday. The UN Secretary-General, Antonio Guterres, has greeted them with a dramatic message that unsustainable water use, pollution and unchecked global warming are draining humanity's lifeblood. A quarter of the world's population, about 2 billion people, are already lacking access to safe water. And that figure is expected to rise as climate change worsens seasonal water shortages.
The US State Department has said it's deeply troubled by a vote by Israel's parliament to allow Israeli citizens back into four evacuated settlements in the occupied West Bank. Here's Namia Iqbal.
In a statement, the US State Department reminded Israel of the disengagement law agreed in 2005 by the then Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and the US President George W. Bush. It saw Israel remove more than 9,000 settlers in 21 illegal settlements located in the Gaza Strip and the northern West Bank. The US said it was troubled and had been given assurances only recently by Israel about the disengagement agreement. However, the statement stopped short of saying there'd be any US repercussions against Israel.
Prosecutors in the U.S. state of Virginia have released video footage which shows the final moments of a black patient who died in custody in a mental hospital. Irvo Otieno, who was handcuffed and in leg irons, is seen being pinned down by a large group of police and medical staff. The video shows he was held down for 11 minutes. Seven members of the police and three medical staff have been charged with second-degree murder. World News from the BBC. Police are out in force in Paris as further protests are held in the French capital, a day after President Emmanuel Macron's government narrowly survived a no-confidence vote over its pension reform plans. Thousands of people again took to the streets on Tuesday to demonstrate against the retirement age being raised by 2 years. The Tanzanian Health Ministry says a mysterious disease that killed five people has been identified as Marburg hemorrhagic fever. The virus causes high fever, often accompanied by bleeding and organ failure. It's part of a group of viruses that includes Ebola. Tanzania's health minister, Umi Mwalimu, urged citizens to stay calm, saying the government had managed to control the spread of the disease. She said three patients were receiving hospital treatment. Google has launched its own artificial intelligence chatbot called Bard, rivaling the popular ChatGPT, which launched late last year. Using the internet, Bard can answer questions in a human-like way. Our technology editor is Zoe Kleinman.
Bard is connected to the internet and can write about current affairs. Below each answer is a feedback option and a Google It button for checking facts. Google is taking a cautious approach to rolling it out. You have to be over 18 and have a Google account just to get on the waiting list. But it's a significant milestone in the global AI race. Some people are worried that artificial intelligence is getting a bit too good at doing human jobs.
Trains have been cancelled on two railway lines in the Netherlands because badgers have dug tunnels under the tracks. Service has been halted for a week on one busy line in the south of the country because the burrowing mammals have dug into the sandy embankments carrying the rails. This can cause tracks to subside, endangering trains. Badgers are a protected species in the Netherlands, so train operators must get permission to move them.